Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
You know what a bucket list is, all the stuff you hope to do before you kick the proverbial thing. Well, I'm just back from a top bucket list destination, Machu Picchu. That's the ancient Incan stone complex you see in all the ads for Peru. I gotta say, Machu Picchu should be on your list. It's vast, mysterious, and breathtaking. Literally. It's 8,000 feet above sea level. Much of Peru is even higher. I was out of breath for weeks, but I did get to see a lot of the country, and I found a few unexpected things. The most newsworthy was the triennial Summit of the Americas, which surprised me by opening just as I got to Lima, Peru's capital. Our president made news by backing out at the last minute. That's a shame. Peru and other Latin countries want to tackle problems like trade, immigration, poverty, climate change. Sadly, the U.S. isn't providing much leadership these days. To us, Latin America seems to be that boring place where immigrants come from. But I found it fascinating, especially Peru, and the way history and environment have shaped its people, physically. About 80% of Peruvians are mestizos, mixed-race descendants of the indigenous peoples and the Spanish conquistadors and the African slaves they imported and the Chinese and Japanese laborers who came after slavery was abolished and, well, you get the picture. Then there's Charles Darwin. He visited Peru in 1835 while forming his views on natural selection. Look at Peruvians, handsome and sturdy, and it's clear he was onto something. They've evolved. The national soccer team just qualified for this summer's World Cup in Russia. One of my guides had a theory. Peruvians living at high altitudes develop stronger lungs, bigger aortas, more red blood cells, and other athletic advantages. Maybe. But Peruvians have definitely absorbed the best evolutionary characteristics of the Incas, the Europeans, the Africans, the Asians, all of whom have been marrying each other there for centuries. That's what natural selection does. Discard the less useful traits, perpetuate the better ones. Think of this next time you hear some American bemoan the demise of white people. A people doesn't really disappear. It just keeps evolving, absorbing, getting better, stronger. That's the story of America, though our soccer team didn't make it to the World Cup this time. So I'm taking Darwin's advice. I'm betting on Peru. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.